This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Scott Fursing. He is with Allsim North America. Allsim North America is a new company, even though Allsim has been making simulators in France for 24 years. Scott, tell us about the move to North America and what the business plan is.
Yeah, so we just moved here about 6 months ago. We're based in Austin, Texas, and so I'll start off with the sales, and we now hired a new colleague, Elise Peterson, to do marketing and communications, and we're also doing support for our current U.S. and Canadian clients. So we've been present, like you mentioned, in the U.S. for over 10 years with clients like Eastern Kentucky University, but we're looking to grow our client base and grow our team quite dramatically over the next 2 to 3 years.
Well, flight training is booming, and simulators are an even larger part of flight training these days. What do you offer to your clients, and how does it all work with the simulators being built in France?
Yeah, well, we actually got a couple of new products now, and Allsim's at a point that we're also booming like the industry itself. So we've gone through a new product last year that's made pretty closely tailored to the U.S. Community. So it's based on your piston aircraft. It's called AL250, relatively cost-effective and a very good tool for your PPL instrument rating and your CPL rating. So we're looking to get that device into universities around the U.S. and flight schools to do training. And we're constantly doing more upgrades on that technology you mentioned, Russell. So we've got a new development called an engineering pack, which allows academics to use a system called MATLAB that can actually change the aerodynamics of an aircraft and change other specifications, and then actually jump into our simulator and see what it actually means in terms of flying the actual aircraft and what it does to the performance of the aircraft. So always changing in terms of technology and data and doing upgrades to our new simulators. We also have a new Cessna 172 specific simulator that we're launching at the end of this year and be ready for purchase next year. So we went to Oshkosh for the first time this year to expand our presence, and we sold our first AL250 simulator, which I mentioned previously, and it's based modeled on a 172, a Piper, and a Seminole, and that's was sold to Cirrus Aviation down in Sarasota, Florida. And we're excited to report that at MBAA yesterday we signed a letter of intent to work with Aviation Performance Solutions, APS, to work on new iOS for upset prevention and recovery training. So it's just one example of business partnerships that Allsim's looking to develop and to cater to the pilot training market.
Well, we'll be looking for you at the show. Scott, thanks very much for being with us today. It's Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Las Vegas. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by IFR Magazine, the magazine for the accomplished pilot.